Hello, can you hear me? Hello, hello. Hi, hello. Hey, everybody. How low is the volume? I don't know how to set the volume on an iPhone because I don't use iPhones. Elevator music? What? Hello. Hey, everybody. I'm home. I have a hell of a crick in my neck. I don't know. Oh no. I couldn't sleep at all. The volume is good? Okay, good. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. Oh. Is that a red eye? Actually, let me check. What is a red eye flight? What is a red eye flight? Is a red. What is it? Commercial vacation flight scheduled to depart at 9. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I can't give you the exact time, but basically a red eye. Yeah. I caught a red eye flight. So it's just like pretty extreme jet lag. A red eye is like the worst case. It has not been 8,000 years. That's an exaggeration. Oh, man. Is my mental doing better now? Yeah. Yeah. Just the act of being in my own home is nice. And I'm just telling you guys right now, this is the beginning of like a Hikikomori arc. Like I'm officially gonna be a Hikikomori. I'm gonna install Uber Eats. I'm gonna install Uber Eats and I'm just like not gonna leave my apartment for the next 2 months, 3 months. I'm just gonna stream. I'm gonna Uber Eats food and I'm just like not gonna take one step outside my house. I'm just gonna like I can't. Mood TBH. Which by the way, like I don't have any, like I don't have Postmates, I don't have Uber Eats, I don't have anything like that. I just don't. I'm typically like too cheap. And also, I don't know. I don't think I've ever used Uber Eats before. Ever. Yeah. Minion of the cutest purple Maglord. Thank you. Late T, thank you very much for the super chat. Thank you for the welcome back. What about my bites? They seem to be fine. I zoned out. I ate, which by the way, I thought I did a good job of like clearing out. There's like still stuff in my fridge, and it's like, ah, damn it. Hope you can do some rest and recharge. Thank you. Thank you. I'll do my best. I think I mentioned, yeah, the plants are dead. Penguin Lord, like my Carolina Reaper plant is like super dead. Tsukikuichi no Se, thank you very much for the super chat. Ones. Yeah. Food delivered doubles the price of every dish. Yeah, it really does. The peppers did not survive. They're almost certainly dead. I haven't gotten back there yet, but I got home, checked my fridge. It's not great, but I'm not gonna deal with it right now. I'm too tired. Yeah, did you guys watch Cowboy Bebop? You know the episode, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but there's like an episode, like a horror episode where like there's like a freaky monster in the ship and it's like taking them out one by one. We might have like a Cowboy Bebop situation. But I'm going to lock my door to my bedroom and it'll be fine. The spear's good actually. That's the first thing I checked. And then I checked my two computers. I have a well I have two desktops and like one. Do you know what an HTPC is? I have an HTPC and then two desktops. Yeah. Oh. That episode is so weird. It is Bebop Among Us. Oh, man. I titled, yeah, you can tell it's home when it has a sense of safety. The second that I like open the front door, I could like smell my apartment before I stepped in, and it's just like, oh, this is a place that no one, literally no one has been in except for me. I think like maybe once every 2 years I have like a family member go in. So it's like, I do think I'm like kind of like a cat-like person. Cats are also very much like scent-oriented, right? It's like, oh, somebody else is here. It's not safe at all. Yeah. And like, my neck and shoulders are super tense because of my the flight. Like I didn't even get like 30 minutes of sleep. I was awake the entire time. My neck was like really stiff. My shoulders were really stiff. But I smelled the smell of my apartment. And then, like, I felt the muscle fibers, like, very slightly, like, unwind just from, like, smell. I don't know. Cat boy vest. Is that the best for a smell? I'm just... Everybody has like a different, I think like panic attacks are like unique to like every person. But for me, it feels like there's like a border around my like senses, which is weird to say, but it's like, it's also like, it's not just vision. It's also like hearing and smell. It's like a border that like I can't perceive, and it gets like bigger and bigger, and it like, it's like a blind spot. And then it makes me like more and more anxious. I don't know. It's probably related to like loss of control or something like that. I don't know. I start thinking like none of you are ever going to meet me in person ever. I don't think. But for me, I can tell I've got like anxiety like spiking when I start to check behind me and around me. I start to compulsively check around me, especially behind me. I stop feeling my arms. Yo, that happens to me too as well. Like I start having to like flex my hands, like my hands and fingers, because it's just like, oh, do I still have like hands? Yeah. Depression and howl again, the best for hug. Unless. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a sensory thing, right? We're behind you? I don't believe you. Oh, a convention. That might be in the cards. I think at first I said like, I don't know if I can do like conventions, but like I've been thinking about it recently and I think I might be able to. I don't know. Disassociation sucks. It really does. Yeah. Did you bring back any cool omiyage? Did I? I didn't bring back like the cookies, like the snacks, because I think omiyage has to be like food, right? I didn't bring that back, but I did bring back presents for my niece. Yeah, get the rice while he's looking behind him. Did you buy the sword? I didn't have time to buy sword armor. I didn't have time to buy like any of that stuff. Yeah, I didn't get the alcohol. Yeah. I mean, I left. I could just say it, I think. I left significantly earlier than I thought I would. I actually have. I have an unused return ticket. I bought round trip tickets, right? I bought round trip tickets and then I bought a ticket home. Yeah. So I have like a second ticket that's like never going to get used. And I couldn't. Like, I know. I At the end of the day, I think I want to get back on, which, by the way, I'll have a schedule up Sunday. This Sunday, I will have a schedule up. And then I'll stick to my schedule from here on out. Yeah. I just. I had two things that were, like, weighing down on me. And one was, like, you haven't been streaming regularly for almost 2 months, right? Almost 2 months? November, December, January. Yeah, 2 months. For 2 months, I've been streaming irregularly, which is, like, awful. Just, like, not unacceptable, right? And the other thing was recording for a cover, right? And the cover has been recorded. That's out of the way. Now, the other thing that I could work on is the consistency, which is just like, it's dropped off a cliff in 2 months. We understand, don't worry. I appreciate that. But at the same time, I think like maybe a year. I stream consistently for a year. And then it'll be like, okay, there we go. Now I feel like a streamer. Yeah. Did I not tell anybody about a cover? Uh-oh. Oh, I'm like really sleep deprived. Did I like squeal on myself? Oh shit. Wait, am I not supposed to tell anybody? We didn't hear anything? No. I think I did. We heard nothing. No. You guys can hear. It's fine. I think, yeah. Don't worry about it. Ah, it was only membership streams. Okay. Tom Holland moment. Yeah, all right. I'll just like level with you, right? Oh god, when did I onboard? Let me check. Can I check? I had a cover in the works at the end of October, I think. I think around like end of October was when we started like laying the groundwork for it. And end of October was when I like knew the song and I've been practicing it. And I can't believe we're talking to Vesper Allen. Cloud Cutter, thank you very much for the super chat. We can relax peacefully after such a stressful trip. Hope all is well with you boys. It is, yeah. And you're happy at home again? I am. I gotta recover. It's like, it really is a social battery, right? It really is like 100% like a social battery, which is very much, when you're out, if your battery is dead, you can't just like look at your phone and be like, come on, man, like squeeze out just a little bit. Like it's dead. Like it just won't turn on. Right. Yeah. And like, I think I was running at like 10% after my family vacation, the family trip that we took. I don't hate socializing. I just can't do it that much yet. It's gotten better, but like I'm just gonna level with you. Like we did like a family like Christmas vacation, New Year vacation, and after that I was at like 10%. Like it drained 90% of my social battery, and then I went into Japan at like 10%, and it didn't have a chance to recover. And then I think it was like pretty much dead like the second week of January. The second week of January, I was like, oh shit, it's dead. And then I would go into like meetings and stuff, or like, yeah. Third week, it was just like, oh, I'm gonna have a meltdown. Whoops. Yeah. Even with family, especially with family. I don't know how to like, I love my family. I would like lay down in traffic for my family. But not to get too personal, but like definitely like a lot of hang-ups come from family, which means like it's like a little bit difficult to is difficult to describe. Sky Limit, thank you very much for the super chat. Thank you for the warm welcome. I'm back. Bunny My Mind, thank you for the super chat. Hopefully you're able to recharge and relax down in your home. I think, like, within a week. Well, Art, first of all, like, no hiatuses. I might miss tomorrow because I might legitimately just be asleep for 40 straight hours. But the second that I wake up, I'll plan a couple streams. I think I'm going to do, like, Outer Wilds for the rest of this week. Unscheduled. Like, I'm just going to wake up and I'm just going to play Outer Wilds until it's done. Sunday, I will make a schedule. I'll have a schedule ready to go, and then I'm sticking with it. Like, I don't think streams drain me socially. Like, I feel, like, pretty good right now. Aside from the fact that I haven't slept in, like, 35, 36 hours. Like, aside from... Oh, come on, man! Are you gonna roast me for my pronunciation? I haven't been awake for 35 hours. Come on, man. Oh, man. Outer Wilds, okay? Outer Wilds. Emu, thank you very much for the super chat. I spent 9 days with my in-laws. Didn't go outside for 1 month after. Big same. That's going to be me. I can't imagine 5 weeks away from my home. I'm glad you're back. Yeah. Yeah. See, the thing is, like, I planned the trip to Japan before the suspension, right? Like, I had the tickets bought. Like, everything was ready to go before the suspension. And then during... My family was like, oh, you're going to spend Christmas with us. And I was like, what? I wasn't originally supposed to spend Christmas with them. So, like, it was, I think it would have, I should have canceled, now that I think about it. I should have canceled, like, I should have just been like, you know what? I can get a refund on, like, everything but the airplane ticket. I'll just lose that. Because, like, stuff got thrown off. Stuff got, like, really thrown off. And I should just, like, I should be flexible. I should know that, like, I'm not in the condition to travel. And I should just be like, you know what? Let's just eat the cost and then, like, we'll stay home, right? But in a lot of ways, I can be really stupid, stubborn and stupid. I kind of think, like, the worst decisions that I've ever made in my entire life was when I was being stubborn, right? I don't think, for some people, I think being stubborn is a good thing. Like, it bears fruit for you. Like, you grit your teeth and then you get through a tough area and then, like, it's good. But in my personal life that I can think of, I don't think being stubborn has ever paid off for me personally. I forced it. Yeah. Like, I knew it was like, oh, this is going to be rough. It's like, but I don't want to lose, you know, like $1,000 to like $1,500. Like, I don't even remember how much I paid for the airplane ticket. It's like, I don't want to like lose out on like $1,000+. Let's just power through it. And then I flew over. It was so narrow that I finished my vacation with family, and I didn't even get to sleep in my own apartment. Like, I came back to my apartment. Like, I shoved everything into, like, the luggage, the suitcase or whatever, the luggage, and then I went out the same day. Stop being stubborn. I wish it was that easy. Fine line between stubbornness and perseverance. Yeah, I think perseverance is where, like... Actually, is there a different? I don't know. Maybe perseverance is just when, like, it ends up well, right? And stubbornness is when, like, it doesn't end well. It's like, ah! Is that the distinction? I don't know. And I think you guys could tell, right? Did you guys, were you guys there for the stream that got... The VOD got privated, right? That was, like, the day that I left. And, like, I think you guys could tell that it was, like, very manic, right? That was not me being, like, happy and excited. That was, like, manic. It was like, oh, shit. Like, he's on the verge of having a... That was, like, that was also, like, a 30 hours no sleep. Got back from, like, a very stressful vacation and then got on a plane. And it was just, like... Gato Beans, thank you very much for the super chat. Please take it easy and don't push yourself too hard. Streaming is not pushing myself hard. Streaming is like a joy. I love streaming for you guys. It's just like the best thing. It actually, there are cases where it could increase my stress, but in general, it's either like break even or sometimes if I have a really good one, it lowers my stress. Sometimes, like, I'd say like 20 to 30% of the time, I'll put on a stream for you guys. And at the end of it, I'll be like, I feel less stressed, which is good. So no hiatuses. There's no need for that. But definitely, like, I'm not gonna go out. I'm not gonna go outside for a while. My car battery might be dead. I need to, like, think about that. Bro, you just had, like, a long flight. Yeah, I had, like, a 10, 10 and a half, 11-hour flight. Yeah. The fuck is that sound? What the fuck? You guys hear that? What are they doing out there? It sounds like two Autobots that are fucking out there. Do you hear that? It sounds like two Autobots that are just like straight up fucking on my lawn. God damn. Transformers, robots in disguise. Sounds like you're inside the Yeah, I'm a little unhinged. I'm sorry. What are they gonna do? Demonetize my Twitter space? Get out of here. I didn't say nothing, right? I'm just a little guy. Leave me alone. It's my birthday. It's not my birthday. It's good to be home. It is. I'm just like these Twitter spaces should be called Vesper After Hours. It's yeah. I'm more than sleepy. T, I'm more than sleepy. I'm like sleep deprived right now. Like I can't keep my eyes open. It's really hard for me to read chat because I can't keep my eyes open, and they're like, ah. I feel it at the edges. You guys know what I'm talking about? Go to bed. I might. Let's do at least like another 5 to 10 minutes, and then I'll go to bed. Oh man. Jax, thank you for the super chat. Vesper, my microwave broke down. Do you have any recommendations for a new microwave? What? Recommendations for a new microwave. Recommendations for a new microwave. Get a toaster oven. You know what? You know what I can recommend? You know what I can like legitimately recommend? If you don't have one, I use my air fryer more than I use a microwave nowadays. I can't remember the last time I've used my microwave. Cold pizza? Air fry that baby. Right? Yeah. For me, and don't get the cheapest air fryer that you could find. I think an air fryer will like pay dividends if you pay like a little bit extra for like a name brand one. Because you can go to Walmart and get like a brand that you've never heard of before. And like it'll get the thing done and it'll get you into it. It'll get you into like the air fryer like culture. You'll be one of us, right? But then like after half a year, like it'll start like breaking down. It won't be able to like hold heat. And then you're just gonna need to get a new one anyway. So it's a case of like just buy it once and then buy it forever, which means like just pay, just pay like 150 bucks and then you'll never have to, because I bought a cheap like $40 air fryer and it was like this is magic. And then it started to break down and then I had to buy like a $150 one and like it's good. I'm good. Yeah. But if it has to be a microwave, I don't know what to tell you. Like I have no idea. I can't remember the last time I bought a microwave. I just like reuse the same one over and over again. Boob. First of all, I love your name. Thank you for the super chat. I have severe anxiety myself as well. Yeah, we're in the same boat together. And I completely understand you. Last time I spent a day with family, I became so overwhelmed I passed out to dinner. Yeah. I've had extreme cases where I just like lose my voice. I just can't talk. I lose the ability to talk, which is like obviously bad for somebody in my line of work, right? Like I'll open my mouth and then like my brain says like, say I'm sorry, I have to go, and I can't say I'm sorry, I have to go. Did I miss something? I did. RNA, thank you for the super chat. Welcome home, Vesper. Hope you have a good hibernation. Looking forward to the 12-hour Outer Wild stream. That might be as soon as tomorrow if I can wake up. But it's basically I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna be like, what time is it? And then I'm gonna try to stream at 10 a.m. I'm back. But basically, like as soon as I wake up, I'm gonna schedule the stream for the next 10 a.m. slot PST. And then if that's not like immediate, like if I don't wake up at like 9 a.m., I'm gonna spend the rest of the day just like doing, I need to like dust off everything in my apartment and unpack and maybe do some laundry. Am I muted? Oh my God. What total doubt, thank you. Thank you for the super chat. I'm back. Glad that you can enjoy being alone for a bit. I think Outer Wilds is gonna be the perfect therapy game. I think so too. I'm committed to like beating it. I want to try to just like get it done. Cause all right, so before I had like a full on like breakdown, I remembered what the latest plot point was. I got into the thorny area, right? And then I found the dude, and the dude taught me how he got past the barrier, right? The dude taught me how he got past the barrier in the big Jupiter planet, the big water planet with the tornadoes. You do the counterclockwise tornado, get down underneath the core, and then you have to like do the Tauntaun method, like from Star Wars. You get inside of like a squid, and then you go inside of the core, right? I remembered that, and I was like, ah, I remember. So I'm immediately gonna discard like everything and just do that because I do remember I did that. I learned that plot point, and then I immediately like ended the session, and I completely forgot. I am Cheese Buff. Thank you very much for the super chat. My buddy Trancis B-Day is tomorrow. He and I have been following you since day one. We're both older Vessies, 30 plus, and love your Zatsu stories. Random Simpsons references. Could you wish me a happy birthday? Is it Trancis? Francis? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. You have a good friend in Cheese Buff. You better appreciate that because a good friend is worth their weight in gold, you know? And even if Cheese Puff is it doesn't matter. Gold is gold, right? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Zenith Xander, thank you very much for the super chat. Welcome home, Noah OG. I respect your work ethic and wanting to improve, but I'm also just happy that you're doing better. More than anything, investors care about you. Your grandpa Boogie Woogie, thank you. I'm definitely like my social battery is probably still at zero right now. Yeah, like the customs dude, when I had to show my passport, they could probably tell something was off because like I could barely like talk to them. I was like whispering, right? But they didn't put me into like the this guy's a weirdo, check him out, right? Like oh, and then I had a flight attendant try to like chat with me. I had a flight attendant try to chat with me, and they're like, I was just like, oh, please, no. Please don't make me chat with you. I'm not rude. I swear to God, I'm not rude. I just can't. I can't chat with somebody that I don't even know. They probably thought I was like incredibly rude, but it's just like I couldn't. They probably that attendant me. Oh my God. I just Nick Thorns, thank you very much for the super chat. Important question, is the spear okay? It is. It is. It is. I put it under my bed before I left. I put it under my bed before I left. And it like it's still sticking out of the bed a little bit, right? And then I got it out from under the bed, and then I dusted it off a little bit, and it's like back, it's back next to, in between the nightstand and my bed, so within arm's reach, like if I'm asleep, it's back at its like normal place. Ugh. Yishun Tan, thank you very much for the super chat. Last time I had to do a half-day exhibition, I was so drained I couldn't study for the upcoming exam for the next 3 days. Your situation sounds weird. How are you still alive? Hope you rest well. It's... I'm okay. But it is definitely, like, the closest I've got to being, like... It was bad. It was pretty bad. Nama Kemono, thank you very much for your super chat. My only advice for microwaves is to buy one with the same wattage of the instructions on the frozen dinners you want to eat. Ah, yeah. Actually a good idea. I don't really like microwave. I haven't eaten a microwave dinner in a very long time. The main thing that I use a microwave for is to heat up cold slices of pizza, and that's completely been switched over to the air fryer. It just tastes better, like, in an air fryer. It's, like, crispier. It's good. Yeah. Ooh, Hot Pockets. I'm gonna be honest with you. If, like, 50% of my taste buds have been burned away by this point, I'm gonna put the blame 60% on like Hot Pockets, right? 60% of the blame of like all the taste buds that I've lost due to eating overheated food is definitely coming straight out of a Hot Pocket. And this is somebody that like drinks their tea nearly boiling. Yeah. Woo! Okay. Let me crack my neck a little bit. I'm going to say thank you to everybody that left super chats, and I think we're going to call it here. Taco, thank you for the super chat. Have a great sleep, Noji. Really happy that you're home safe. Really excited for the comeback era of Vesper. All right. In Hiki mode, I'm going to try to, like, stream a crazy amount. I'm probably going to have to ease back into it. And I'm not really much of, like, a game streamer. I'm most of a Zatsudan streamer. But I'm going to do long streams. Yeah. I kind of want to learn a new roguelite from the ground up. So Into the Breach, pretty good. But I was also thinking, like, I want to get good at Slay the Spire, right? I've put about 10 to 15 hours into Slay the Spire. And, like, I heard that game has, like, an absurd amount of replayability. So I kind of want to get good at it. And learn to, like, I think there's something called Ascension, right? Which is, like, super, like, high-tier play. I've never done Ascension before, but... Oh, Dwarf Fortress! That's a good one, too! I want to have an arc. I want to have, like, a gamer arc, right? Where I pick one game and I start, like... at it, and it's just like garbage tier. Like stream number one of Dwarf Fortress or Slay the Spire, it's like, wow, Vesper is garbage, right? And then it'll be like stream 88, 3 months in. Like I've got the Howard Hughes, like my fingernails are like 8 inches long. Like I'm in a muumuu and I've got like a beard. I look like Gandalf, right? And I'm just like playing the game and it's just like, ugh, and I'm like cracked at it, right? I want to see that. Something like that. Griffin Willens, thank you very much for Super Chat. Welcome home, Vest. I remember you hearing you climbed up Mount Takao. I wish I had the chance to go there myself, but I went to nearby Mount Jimba. Do you usually seek out hiking spots when you travel? Yes. I love hiking. I love backpacking. I did Takao. I did Mount Kobo. And then there's another one. There's like Mitake. I don't remember. I did 3 hikes to try to like regenerate my social energy. They kind of work, but not really. It's difficult to say. Yeah. Hotaru Ika, thank you very much for the super chat. Welcome back, Vester. My friend's birthday is in a few days, and he's a big vestie. Can you wish him a happy birthday? 20th birthday? Thanks. What's his name? Hotaru. Hotaru's friend. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. In a few days. God, am I going to remember that? Am I going to remember that? I don't know. But I'll try to. But yeah, happy birthday. Lamp Devil, thank you for the super chat. All relatable to Sacrifice. Glad that you're safely home. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm home. I'm gonna get back onto the streaming situation. I'm gonna get that settled, and I'm gonna recharge as best I can. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you. Syriax, thank you very much for the super chat. Hope you're doing better. I already feel a little bit better, but definitely like I gotta sleep. And then once I'm done sleeping, I gotta unpack, and then I'm not gonna do anything for 2 or 3 months and just like completely focus on recharging. Wrath of the Righteous? Is that Pathfinder? It might be Pathfinder. James, thank you very much for the super chat. Hope you have a good sleep and can de-stress. Yeah, I'm gonna sleep. I just need to work through thanking people and then I can get some sleep. The Grand Cricket, thank you very much for the super chat. Hi, Vesper, I was super concerned about you. Glad to hear that you're back home. I missed you very much. Hope you can get some good rest and start feeling better soon. Yeah, I will probably immediately start feeling better tomorrow, and I just gotta rebuild it piece by piece. Yeah. I appreciate it, though. Thank you. Oh, my fucking God. It's so hard. Okay, here we go. Cool. Mighty Panzer, thank you very much for the super chat. Once you master the game, we need a montage of the progression through the streams. I need a hero plays in the background. Something like that. Like, I just want to get, like, really good. Yeah. Kizuhara Kyoya, thank you very much for the super chat. Welcome back. We all missed you. Time for some well-earned rest. Yeah. Yeah. Let him sleep. Verdandi, thank you very much for the super chat. I'm glad to be home, too. Much appreciated. Much appreciated. Mori, thank you for the super chat. Welcome back home. Glad you're back. I hope you get some good rest. Hikinor. I don't think I've ever been in a position in my life to be like an actual hikikomori, which is like you just don't go outside for extended amounts of time ever, right? But yeah, like the most, like the only part of my body that's going to be outdoors is the part of my body that like my arm, I'm going to open the front door a crack, stick my arm out there, and then grab, like, the Uber Eats package, right? Yeah. Lonesy Carp, thank you very much for the super chat. Thanks for keeping us in the loop. Also excited for Slay the Spire. Maybe think about Peglin. Peglin, I've never heard. Huh. What is that? I'll look into it. Thank you. Lace, thank you for the super chat. Welcome back. Happy to hear that you're now home and safe. Rest a lot. I'm going to rest. I'm going to pass out. Okay, I'm caught up. Thank God. I actually have not showered. I didn't shower yet. I'm gonna end the Twitter space. I'm gonna go shower, and then I'm just gonna pass the fuck out. Gilamax and Space Beat, thank you for the super chat. Welcome back, big dog. It's good to be back. Oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate it. No! GG Roy. Thank you very much for the super chat. I'm going to sleep. I promise. Okay. Gian Boys. Thank you for the super chat. Fist for Noir. Okay. Time to sleep. All right. Good night, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good night. How do I end it? End me.